The pressure is mounting on Congress to finalize its plans to change the nation's tax code. That's because the Senate has approved a 2018 budget resolution. It did that late last week. Now, one of the big issues still on the table, how much should the nation's highest earners pay? The Trump administration's initial framework aimed to cut the top tax rate down from 39.6% to 35%. Now, that would be for folks earning more than something like $418,000 a year. But according to reporting from Axios, House Republicans are thinking of leaving the higher tax rate in place for people earning more than $1 million a year. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic, and he joins us now, as he does each Monday, from New York. Hi there, Derek.
Hello there.
So let's talk more about taxes. Honestly, it's one of my favorite topics.
Me too. Good.
But we should note that we don't know actually if this plan from House Republicans is going to go through. It depends on what happens with the House Ways and Means Committee this week. But but let's just start with the basics. What is the idea behind not cutting the tax rate for those earning over $1 million?
There is a math argument to the creation of a millionaire tax bracket, and there is a moral argument. First, the math argument. The current tax plan leaves a gaping budget deficit of far more than $1 trillion. This budget deficit comes from the fact that the tax plan helps the rich a lot. In fact, one analysis found that half of the benefits of this plan would go to the richest 1%. So to make it more palatable, perhaps to moderates, to people that might be embarrassed by this fact, or even to deficit hawks that don't want to expand the deficit, they want to find a way to keep a little bit more money in the tax system. And they're doing that by creating a new millionaire tax bracket. That's the math argument. But there also is, I think, a moral argument, this idea that income inequality has been on a runaway train for the last few decades. There are a lot more millionaires than there used to be, so maybe there should be a reflection of that fact in the tax code. And the way that you would reflect that fact in the tax code is by the creation of a millionaire tax bracket.
Okay, but the devil's in the details with these things, as always. So help me be sure I'm understanding something correctly. There, you know, in the proposal, there may be a new tax bracket at $1 million. But wouldn't the first $1 million still be taxed at that lower 35%, and it's every dollar above $1 million that would be taxed at the higher rate?
Oh, we have a tax nerd on the line. Fantastic. That's exactly right.
Marginal rates, yeah.
It is marginal rates. It's really important to note, because I think this is really being forgotten in a lot of the mainstream reporting. Important to note that this would not raise taxes on millionaires. It would actually, as you say, cut their taxes. And that's because of how marginal tax brackets work. So in this plan, what would happen is income between about $400,000 and $1 million would be taxed at a lower rate than the current law. The tax on that amount of money would fall from about 39.6% to about 35%. Then income over $1 million would be taxed at the same top tax rate, 39.6%. But that means that every millionaire would be getting a tax cut on all income between $400,000 and $1 million, plus all of the tax cuts that are happening on the marginal rates below. So it is important to point out, yes, that this is the creation of a $1 million tax bracket, which could potentially be raised later by more liberal administrations in order to tax millionaires more. But millionaires should look at this current iteration of the plan and remember that they are still getting a tax cut.
So it's still a tax cut. So it, does it? But to get back to what you were saying earlier, Derek, is there any significant positive budgetary impact here? Because you were talking about those deficits.
Right. I mean, I haven't seen a tax policy analysis yet of the effect of the creation of this millionaire tax bracket. I think it's really important to point out that at the tippy top of the income scale, the richest of the rich tend to make more money not from earned income, but from investment income.
Right.
And there is a provision in this tax reform bill that would change the way that pass-through income would be taxed, would essentially make it easier for the rich to categorize their income as a closely held business, and they could have a huge tax cut if they rejigger their income through that provision. So there are still many, many ways that this tax law could predominantly, in fact, overwhelmingly benefit the richest of the rich. It is not still, to my eye, the best possible way to cut middle income taxes.
So this seems since we are nerding out over this, this seems more like a cosmetic change than an actual adjustment to the concerns that people have about the, about top earners not being or have getting a significant tax cut. This seems more like politics than actual policy.
Yeah, I mean, and it doesn't necessarily – I think it's a very, very interesting point. So on the one hand, I think that the very creation of a million-dollar tax bracket itself might seem exactly like a sort of cosmetic attempt to reduce income inequality when, in fact, it wouldn't do that much, I think, in order to restrain sort of post-tax income held by the richest of the rich in America. That said, I think the reason that you see people like Grover Norquist and other anti-tax cut Republicans being a little skittish about this plan, and even if it is, as you say, cosmetic, is that liberals might raise it later. If you create this tax bracket, then another President Warren, President Sanders administration might raise it significantly. And they don't want to give liberal Democrats that carrot.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Thanks so much, Derek.
Thank you.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, along with Robin Young. This is Here and Now.